Chapter 3. A Note on Breaking Imposter Syndrome. Before introducing the stories of the women who are the true subject of this book, it may help to first start with the universal before narrowing to the particular. In the case of ambitious women pursuing careers in tech, recognition of a common and relatable problem called imposter syndrome should be addressed. According to the Harvard Business Review, imposter syndrome is doubting your abilities and feeling like a fraud at work, and is something women often experience. The concept was developed in the 1970s and still has quite a hold on many of us in the working world. When we feel like a fraud, it can keep us frozen in fear so that we do not take action on our goals or work projects. How can we be afraid and do it anyway? Does fake it until you make it really work? As a management consultant and former chief customer officer, one of the book's authors, Sabina, has worked with men and women seeking to grow in their careers, but who were holding themselves back because they did not believe in themselves, were embarrassed by their accomplishments, or did not want to outshine their bosses. As it is an issue that many readers can relate to, it may be best to allow her to explain her approach to the problem in her own words. One of the key principles I use to lead my team is to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. This is how we grow and learn. What works with faking it is the skill and confidence that come with practicing something new as we stretch into uncharted territory. However, there's also something much deeper at play here, what we believe about ourselves. In his book, The Big Leap, Conquer Your Hidden Fear and Take Life to the Next Level, Gay Hendricks brings up an excellent point. We get to keep our limitations if we argue for them. What if instead we argue for what is possible? Imagine you are asked to give a presentation on a topic you have never taught before, and you have 2 days to prepare. What immediately comes to mind? For some people, this scenario seems like a piece of cake. They have already practiced public speaking many times, so it is no problem. For others, it inspires instant panic. Who am I to be an expert on this topic? What if they find out that I really do not know what I am talking about? According to an article published in the International Journal of Behavioral Science, an estimated 70% of people experience imposter syndrome at some point in their lives. I was speaking with a successful executive in high tech and was surprised to hear that he sometimes feels like an imposter as a leader. Feeling like an imposter is a natural human experience for many of us. Where does this phenomenon come from, after all? Much of it we learn from others in our families and cultures. Throughout our careers, many of us have had managers who made us feel small, inept, or unworthy, right when we thought we were showing up as our best selves. This can erode our confidence in who we are, as skilled professionals. However, with practice and the right support, I have seen countless people overcome it. As Sabina's experience illustrates, it is up to us to remind ourselves that we can stretch into something new, even when it is uncomfortable, while also allowing ourselves to be okay with failure. Everyone fails at one time or another. Inventor James Dyson had 5,126 failures before inventing his now best-selling vacuum. Failure is how many of the greatest inventions, stories, and advancements in technology, science, and humanity have happened. It is also often how teams have breakthroughs, companies are formed, and best-selling books are written. In that spirit, below are 4 proven, effective keys to overcome imposter syndrome. Stop comparing yourself to others and get clear about what you want. When you start to look at yourself as a unique individual who has skills and experience to offer, you can stay focused on your own path and what you want to learn and contribute. Comparison will take the wind out of your sails. However, focusing on developing your own passions and skills can propel you forward. Focus on your strengths. Many people lack awareness of some of their biggest strengths, but there are a variety of free resources online to help you assess that, along with what skills you want to develop. You can also work with a private coach to help you reflect on your goals and how the world sees you as a professional. Getting feedback from your colleagues and friends can also be a great way to collect data from those who have seen you in action. Celebrate your wins. If you do not see the value you offer, you probably are not celebrating your wins. Celebrating even the smallest win, such as a customer call that went really well, and ended with a happy and smiling customer can boost your confidence and help you see that you're adding value and making a difference at work. Find fun ways to celebrate during the workday. Blast your favorite song. Even better, dance it out. Call a friend and share your great news. Write down what you accomplished and keep a list of your wins. With some new habits and self-discovery, you can shatter your imposter syndrome. A mentor or coach can also support you in seeing your strengths as you grow and can catapult you on your path to success in your career. Imposter syndrome is a natural experience in a world that often measures success by specific outputs and that constantly makes success a moving target. Staying focused on you and what you have to offer can be the steady compass that navigates you to your most confident and successful self. Lastly, know that if you are experiencing imposter syndrome, it is entirely normal and that you are not alone. Just remember, there are tools to overcome these limitations, and every aspirational woman and mother in tech has had to do so throughout their career in their own way. Keeping this in mind, let us move away from this topic and into the particular. The stories of the tech women blazing forward and the inspiration behind this book.